Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Chris McVie bringing this back with Fleetwood Mac, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, founding member of the Consensus Group, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and a major force to be reckoned with, folks, in the healthcare debate going on even as we speak. Grace Marie, you've done a great job of keeping us posted on this all these years. And by the way, folks, she's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She was here in the first year and has been with us ever since. Grace Marie, we talked about buying the Association of Health Plans, which allows organizations like a Chamber of Commerce or a trade group to buy across state lines. But there are 50 insurance commissioners in every state, one in every state, that are going to object to this, aren't they? Because this neutralizes them. This neuters them, doesn't it?
I think that's one of the reasons that the president's doing this by executive order, because it doesn't have to go through Congress and deal with all the politics of that.
Right.
Now, obviously, they're going to have a public comment on the regulation that they write. The Labor Department and Treasury, I think, are involved in this one. But it doesn't have to go through Congress. It is one of the rules.
That George Bush could have done? Could he have done this back in 06 himself?
Yeah, I guess he could have done it.
Why didn't he do that?
06. That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I think he thought, Congress was going to do this.
Yeah.
But I think that many people in the insurance industry, and maybe he was listening to them, worry that this is going to destabilize existing insurance markets by taking the healthy people out and putting them into these plans that really are much, much less regulated by state insurance commissioners. But one of the things that's happening now, Jim, is that people are dropping out of the Obamacare insurance because
they
can't afford it.
It's getting higher. It's going up.
They have to have other options. So there's much more of an imperative to now. The insurance market was not nearly as dysfunctional in 2006 as it is now.
Right.
It's just gone.
So that's the Association of Health Plans, and then the second one is the short-term policies, right, that we've never really had before, have we?
In their arrogance, yes, we actually have. In their arrogance, the Obama administration decided that people shouldn't be able to buy temporary health insurance policies. People could buy a temporary policy for a year and even renew it, and it helped if people were between jobs or they were moving to another
city. It helped get them off of COBRA?
Well, yes, and it was something that gave them a bridge so they could have continuous coverage. Well, the Obama administration wanted to push all of those people into the exchanges, so he said you could not have a temporary policy for longer than 3 months, and you couldn't renew it. 3 months, then you're out. That's it.
Huh.
So that hurts people. People need to be able to have these temporary policies. So the Trump administration is going to write a new regulation to undo that Obama administration rule on
and
the
will, 3 months. Will companies start providing those policies, those products?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that there one company actually went under. Assurant Health went under because it was in the business of providing these temporary policies. People really liked it. A Milwaukee-based
another
firm,
example of the Obama administration declaring war on a business.
Yeah, and we don't like those kind of policies. We want them in Obamacare coverage.
Yeah.
So. I'm sure that companies.
So they propped up the solar companies and gave them billions of dollars that were never going to work and still aren't working, and they killed an insurance company that was working.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Thank you, President Obama. All right, keep going.
So the third thing is to give people an opportunity to use money in their health reimbursement arrangements. These are like HSAs that employers can create, fund accounts, provide make catastrophic health insurance with the coverage. People can use that money to pay premiums. So here's an example of how this would work. Let's say that there's a family, both parents work, and both of them have the offer of health insurance at work.
Right.
But they don't want to have two policies.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have one policy. So
sometimes employer policies conflict with each other, don't they?
Right. So what it allows, let's say the husband's policy is the best one.
Right.
And so then the wife can basically use the contribution that her employer would otherwise have made
right.
for her coverage and use that to help offset the premium. So they also mm-hmm. could have their kids on the same
maybe
policy.
Maybe even beef up the coverage, provide some disability
exactly.
or life insurance or something like that.
So they can use that money
yeah.
from and as to pay.
Wow! Wait a minute! Whoa! Wait a minute, Grace Marie. This is common sense coming out of Washington.
Oh my God!
My head's spinning here. I might have to sit. I got to sit down for a minute. This isn't too much.
So we're meeting with some of the people at the White House on Friday who did this, but it's just very smart, and it's something that people have been talking about in public, in people who want to actually help solve problems in the health sector for a long time. But we have so much work to do to undo the damage of Obamacare.
It's been
hard to think about these positive
Grace Marie,
ideas.
There are all kinds of things you can throw rocks at President Trump about. There are things that he does that drive me up the wall. But this is common. This kind of thinking we're talking about right now is the way we think about our businesses.
And he's a businessman.
That's
he
right.
He understands that he's made payroll.
Warts and all, folks.
Warts
and all. This is the kind of approach to solutions that we've needed.
And he's got really, really good people. I mean, obviously, it takes really good staffers.
Right.
Really smart, good staffers.
Hold on to that thought, Grace. But folks, we come back. The truth is, this is putting a lot of pressure on Congress. And I'm going to get Grace Marie to report on that after this break. See if maybe they'll get something done, too, pretty soon. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. Gaven.org is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.